So Chazal and Bereishis, Rabba teach Rav Yavod Seir that the older ones go serve the younger. Amar Bihuna im Zacha Ya'avod v'im Lav Ya'aved. So Bihuna teaches that if Yaakov Avinu is Zacha, then Esav is going to serve him. And if not, then Yaakov is going to have to serve Esav. So the question is, what's the significance of this Maimer Chazal? And the second question we can ask is that the Torah says that the reason why Yaakov is called Yaakov is because Yado Ochezes Ba'akev Esav Rekor Shmo Yaakov, that Yaakov is called Yaakov because he's holding on to the heel of Esav. So what's the meaning of the fact that Yaakov is named Yaakov due to the fact that he's grasping the heel of Esav? So I think the lesson that Chazal is teaching is very simple. That we might think that external forces are what is determining whether we're going to be on top or what Esav's on top, but the exact opposite is true. That Amar Rehuna im Zacha Ya'avod, that if Klal Yisrael is Zacha, then Esav is going to serve us. That really, in reality, Klal Yisrael is in control of its destiny. And if we want to be the ones on top, then we have to do what's right and to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I think for this reason as well, Yaakov is named Yaakov Avinu because he is grasping the heels of Esav. Because the heel is the lowest point of a person's body. And Rashi teaches back cave Esav, Simon Chains and Maspik Ligur Machus, which is the Omer Not Lahimena, that Esav is going to build up his entire Malchus, achieve almost complete dominion, and then eventually Yaakov's going to grab his heel and just pull it all away from him. And the reason for this is because Klal Yisrael is in control. Hashem's giving us a promise that Klal Yisrael is in control, that we have the ability that even when Esav reaches its highest points, we have the ability to just take it away from him. And the point that we're supposed to learn from this parasha is not to have yeish, not to feel that there are other forces that control in Klal Yisrael's destiny, but to realize that we're really in control of our destiny, and that when even Esav seems to be great, we really have the ability to take the power away from him and to give it to, and to take the power away from Esav and to be in control.